Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. He is worthy of the praise. Every time I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, my heart cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Praise God. We thank the Lord. Glory to God as we continue to walk this, on this journey. Glory to God of faith, standing on the promises of the Lord and looking for God to bless and to minister and to move by the Spirit. Praise God. Teaching us more and more how to surrender all, not lip service, but surrender all to him as we continue to build on the foundation of the rock of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God. Glory to God as he's teaching us, glory to God, that to put our trust in him, to rest in him, to stand fast, to hold fast, not to be moved by the things that's going on around us, but stand on the promises of the Lord. Keep a prayer life. Keep a faith life. Keep obedient life. Keep, glory to God, a spirit of thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude. Praise God. We thank God as we learning to live in the overflow, as we allow ourselves to be submitted, committed, glory to God, to the work of the kingdom of God. What are you providing to receive the overflow? Praise the Lord God. If we provide the fire, hallelujah, if we provide the fire, if he will, thy Lord Jesus, you got to remember, he's the one that burn out sin and burn out those things, glory to God, that will hinder us in the walk, glory to God. So we have to be the sacrifice. Be steadfast, unmovable, continuously, consistently. It's going to make all the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to find ourselves anchored in the Lord. Hallelujah. Anchored in his promises. Anchored in his word. And glory, I be committed to Christ. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the word even last night about building on a firm foundation on the rock of Jesus Christ. And that's, glory to God, what it's going to take. Being in his word, standing in faith, walking in love, walking in obedience, trusting him when we can't trace him. Glory to God, not allowing the things to come up to appease his flesh, but deny his flesh. Pick up our cross and follow him. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. And thank God again for that amazing grace. And praise the Lord. And as we magnify the Lord together and be united together, we'll be a force to be reckoned with. Great and mighty and awesome, phenomenal things will occur. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to continue to make ourselves excited about the things of God, because if not, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we lose our joy, lose our peace, glory to God, we give place to the enemy, and he will shake us around and manipulate us and have us all caught up in the things and the cares of this life. And if we get caught up in the cares of this life, we will miss God in every aspect. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your phone didn't go through, my brother?
No.
All right, then we'll leave the line open on my phone then. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God, we bound up the works of the enemy to try to interfere in that God has for us. But help us to know, glory to God, no matter what, all power is in God's hands, and he's given us power and authority to bind and loose and put the enemy to flight. So help us to continue to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen our hearts, as he said in Psalms 27:14. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And we're going to keep looking to the hills, which cometh our help, and realize that it comes from the Lord. He is our source. Praise God. So, Father, as we come before you, we give glory, praise, and honor to you. Amen. We're going to read our scripture, then we're going to get ready to go into prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be coming out of Jeremiah. It's supposed to be 28, I thought, but it may be 29. Let me look again, see what I have. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 28, but normally it's 29, but I don't know why my My phone is saying 28. But anyway, at 11 verse, it says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Praise the Lord. 14 verse, let her know, "I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn you away from your captivity." And then it goes on into something else. Praise God for those that were in captivity at that time. Praise God. I will start opening the prayer tonight, and after the prayer is open with me, there will be Mother Alexander, and prayerfully that's Mother Pastor Sims, and then we'll have none other than Mother McCormick, praise the Lord, in that order. Father, we bless you today and give you glory and honor as we come in your presence tonight with thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude. Thank you, glory to God, as we celebrate Jesus every day. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, for that mercy, glory to God, renewed every morning. Thank you for his love, his kindness, his finger of touch, glory to God, in our lives, not only just for saving us and breathing for us to be able to awaken and to have activity of our limbs. God, you touch our lives, glory to God, on a daily basis. Even when error takes place and you are our advocate, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Glory to God, we can call on your name with the confidence to know, God, you are going to move. You're going to work things out for the good for those that call upon your name. Glory to God, with that are saved and made of their mind, they're going to live for you. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, I'm going to turn this down for interference until I need you, brother. Praise the Lord. I bless you, Lord, glory to God, for that you're doing in our lives, even at this very hour in time. When the enemy desires to destroy us and sift us as wheat, God, I thank you that Jesus is our advocate. He's praying that our faith fail us not. We thank you that, glory to God, you warned us that he came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you encourage us to know that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. You told us, glory to God, hallelujah, to put our trust in you and lean not to our own understanding, all our ways, and acknowledge you and you direct our path. You told us to commit our ways unto the Lord, and you'll bring it to pass. You said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything else will be added. We don't have to worry about what we should eat, what we drink, what we should put on. God, those things are right, whether we marry or whether, glory to God, we're going through a trial or tribulations or whatever. The answer is in you. God, teach us some more how to let go and let God. And that Paul said, not that I've already apprehended, but one thing I do know, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing to the mark of the prize of God in the high calling in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you that you said, cast all the cares upon you because you care for us. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Learning to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. God, that we'll be able to get strength enough to run with the horsemen. God, help us to be able to be in a place over to God that we rise up above these situations and circumstances, that we don't let these things be a mind boggling to us, that we'll have the mind of Christ standing on his word, dressed in the full armor of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Holding on fast to your word. Hallelujah. Knowing that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Glory to God. Help us to be in a committed place that no matter what goes on in the midst of these situations, God, I'll not bow down. I'll not take down. I'll stand firm on what your word says. Thank you that you are a restorer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, as you're teaching us how to praise and magnify you. You told us in your word we must worship you in spirit and in truth. We can't be a part-time lover of you. Helping us, glory to God, to make up our mind. We choose you, glory to God, because you said you have the plan. You know the thoughts that you think towards us. They're for good and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us, God. Help us to know, glory to God, not to try to make our own prosperity, but get in a place that we seek you and trust you, glory to God, that you want us to be blessed. You want us to be prosperous. You want us to possess things, but you don't want those things to possess us, that we end up putting the cart before the horse. We are all about trying to get, and being greedy and get caught up in covenants and high minds and prestige and power struggles. God, you will say, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and you'll do the exalt. God, you want to use these gifts that you gave to us, glory, to cause people, glory, to be thirsty for righteousness and holiness. God, to be that light that leads them to Christ, because as we lift you up, you said you'll draw all men to you. God, help us to know that we have an assignment here. Glory, don't be distracted by what the enemy is offering, what the world is saying, how he's trying to manipulate us. Glory, our circumstances and situation dictating to us. God, help us to hear the voice of God, because you said my sheep know my voice and a stranger and not follow. We got to be in a place like never before to walk in the peace of God, to walk in the joy of the Lord, to walk, glory to God, in forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Oh, that we can't be in a place always looking for God to bless and to move and to do this and to do that, and then we don't humble ourselves to be in a place to obey his command. We got to reduce the force of the evil and also this flesh crucified so you can be glorified. God, we are praying that we can use these, glory to God, these gifts and these talents, glory to God, to cause people's lives to be changed. Those that are bound by the forces of evil, glory to the power that you've given us to take authority over and to put in the flight in the name of, to loose their minds with all this anxiety, all this murdering, all this, glory to God, spirits, glory to God, got people in captivity. Oh, glory to God, there's sex crimes and human trafficking and all these gang banging and all this other kind of police brutality and other things, glory to God, in our government, in our presidency, and all kinds of other things that are happening in the land where people are greed and they're manipulating people and they're passing laws, glory to God, to appease what it is, glory to God, to make them, glory to God, in a place that they can have more power or walk, glory to God, with a greed and what. God, you said, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? God, it's a time like never before. Believers are falling prey to the things that the enemy is offering. We got to deny this flesh. We got to be able to be in a place that we can rebuke the forces of evil. We can bind the things that the enemy is causing people's lives to be in captivity. In the name of Jesus, God, you sent us here for a purpose to be a witness for you. We are bought with a price, no more our own. Help the body of Christ to have a spiritual awakening. Hallelujah, so we can walk in power and authority. Oh, glory to God, that we will recognize that the flesh, glory to God, is not what we're fighting against, but the forces of evil that, glory to God, may be using the vessels in the name of Jesus. The same way God got to use the vessel, the devil got to find some way, glory to God, to enter in, to turn back around and corrupt, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. But God, you already told us the power that we have. Do we believe? Then if we believe, then we can receive. God, we are praying like never before. Hallelujah, for your will to be done. In the name of Jesus, God, so God help us to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ, the rock. God help us to stay in a spiritual, glory to God, mindset. Glory to God, to be aware of our attitudes, to be aware of our, glory to God, conscious of, glory to God, the things that the enemy comes up to try to manipulate you with. Help us to realize, glory to God, like never before. It's the time, glory to God, to make sure that in Christ I live and Christ I die. We make up our mind, glory to God, that I am not, glory to God, going to allow the cares of this life and whatever is being said and done, and ostracizing and criticizing and unforgiveness and anything else the enemy is offering, the manipulation with sex and Alexis or whatever else he's offering. Glory to God, I will not fall prey. Hallelujah. Even Joseph ran out of his clothes, so he had an opportunity, could have laid with a woman, but I will refuse that. I'm not going to bring, glory to God, no shame to my father. I'm not my God. I'm not going to God bring any embarrassment or anything else, glory to God. Hallelujah, to glory to God, my superiors, glory to God, and who I work for. I am not going to allow my God, hallelujah, to be shamed by things, glory to God, for the gospel in the name of Jesus. So, God, we got to make up our mind that I will not take the opportunity to go with my flesh's feelings, glory to God, to yield to temptation. The Bible, glory to God, wants us to know to yield not to temptation, because yielding is sin. Glory to God. And anytime we are enticed, so temptation is coming out of, glory to God, things that are coming out of us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to put our minds on those things above. Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. So, God, we want to be in a place, glory to God, that we can help those that are captured by the enemy. We can help those, glory to God, that need encouragement. Help those, glory to God, don't think it's really a God. Don't think there's any hope, glory to God. But God, the God that we serve, how are you still doing great and mighty things? No matter how much the enemy is spreading, glory to God, his tentacles and his sin all across the land, God, we know the God that we serve is greater than anything that we are going through. All glory to God, or anything that's after us, through the people or the situations or circumstances that try to entice us or manipulate us or cause us, glory to God, to falter in the name of Jesus. And if there is a foe, Help us to know that 1 John 1:9 says, glory to God, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we see our brother fall, those spirit, those ones that have, glory to God, can walk in meekness and submit themselves, glory to God, in compassion to go, not glory to God, to be in a place that I agree with your sin and your error, but to have the compassion and the meekness to restore such a one. In the name of Jesus, you might be right in what you're saying, but how you say it makes all the difference. And glory to God, we're not to give room to the enemy, hallelujah, to beat somebody down. We're to build them up, but we're also to bring awareness, because we're not condoning the error. Just like we want somebody to have compassion with error, when error comes in our lives, God. So help us, glory to God, to continue to stand together in love and compassion and glory to God and strength. Help us, glory to God, to know that as many people are entrapped with certain things, glory to God, lacking an addiction, and it's not easy if somebody's going through some type of addiction, whether it's sex or whether it's, glory to God, whether it has to do in seduction or whether it's, glory to God, drugs or alcohol or whether it's lying or do whatever. God, we are pleading the blood of Jesus. God, it was your mercy and your grace and somebody praying, help us to come through and come out of what glory we in. We may not even always know who it was praying, but as we start praying for glory, our people all around the globe and pray for this situation, pray against this spirit, pray against that spirit, glory to God, we don't know who we are reaching in the name of you. So somebody pray. God, we're asking you because it's glory to God, your will that we will live saved and live holy and live righteous. So God, we got to choose holiness or hell. In the transition, glory to God, there's a fight from the enemy to try to come in and hold us in captivity, glory to God, because he don't want us loose from his control so that way we can live, glory, our holy for the Lord. And even after we get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, we got to feed our mind, renew our mind, strengthen ourselves, build ourselves up, join together with our brothers and sisters in prayer. Stay, glory, in covenant with you and also in covenant, glory to God, so glory to God, we can be accountable for one another, bearing one another's burdens in the name of Jesus. Oh, because there's so much darkness, so much wickedness, so much God. So glory to God, we got to use our tools and use, glory to God, the weapons that God has given us that are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. So God, we are praying in awareness to those that are in darkness, that they will come out of darkness. God, those that are holding people in captivity, glory against their will, in the name of Jesus, we are praying down those strongholds, those principalities, wickedness, those spiritual, glory to God, witches in high places. We, glory to God, come against the satanic forces, glory to God, that are causing people to believe a lie and glory to God, caught up in deceit. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus that they will come open to the truth, and truth, glory to God, will prevail. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, some people walk around like a prisoner. In the name of Jesus, in their minds, glory to God, going out for work release, glory to God, like if someone go out, glory to God, to work when they're in a prison and come back and be locked down. And some are like that in their minds. And then they put on a face, glory to God, put on a glory to God facade, glory to God, have a masquerading. I'm going out and do my job and do what I got to do, smile, glory to God, do this, do that, whatever. And I come back in locked down, glory to God, by the things that are going on in my life, things that done happened to me, things that are what ifs. And some of them are, glory to God, looking in the rear view mirror and cannot live in this present day. Glory to God, and some so caught up about the what ifs and the maybes and what that could happen, glory to God, that they're looking so far over in the future, they still can't live in this day. And some, glory to God, are so bound by the things, glory to God, of this world, glory to God, they can't even hear the voice of God. Lord, I pray right now that we have to know, glory to God, all these things and things and things, glory to God, these things shall pass away. And even, glory to God, when the last breath is out and you can't take it with you, they can put it all in the hole or in the casket or wherever, glory to God, but still ain't going nowhere with you. In the name of Jesus, help us to know, glory to God, choose you this day, who you will serve. He loves us. He's so merciful. He's so grateful, God, and he assigns some things to our hand to do. Help us, glory to God, to know we can do all things through Christ Jesus, nothing without him. Help us, glory to God, to hold fast the faith like we never have before. Help us, glory to God, to be concerned about each other. Help us, glory to God, not to get passive and walking around with a paper mache emotions, glory to God. How can we help anybody, glory to God, as well, both of us, glory to God, walking the same way, contrary to the will of the Lord, we both gonna fall in the ditch. But if we stand together in power, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to fly. Any two stand touch and agree how to move of God. We can, glory to God, eradicate some some things over to God that are going on in the land because of the power and because of the anointing, because of the direction from the commands of Jesus Christ and led by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, but we got to be patient, but keep on pursuing in faith. Keep on standing. Speak to this mountain until it comes down. What is a mountain of debt? What is a mountain of murder? What is a mountain glory of confusion? What is a mountain glory to God, a betrayal, or whatever the forces of the enemy is using? Help us over our mountain of sickness and diseases. All glory to God. We contain and pray and believe God. Change will come. Are we believing for this revival that's going to take place? We're praying for more laborers in the vineyard, true laborers that will stand up, glory, and be accountable, glory to God, for what that God has said, that we can join forces in the name of Jesus. We will see a change. Oh, so much, glory to God, heart attacks coming up in the body, so much kidney problems coming up in the body, so much, glory to God, arthritis and bursitis and glory, sugar diabetes and all kind of stuff with aneurysms and other things with doubt and, glory to God, any kind of thing you can think of, glory to God, that's what should be of the world. Jesus already did this at the cross. Don't mean glory to God at Calvary. Hallelujah. And then he said it's finished. That does not mean the attack will come, not come, but we ought to not see in a mass amount of glory to God sickness coming up in the body. We ought to be such a way that the world be looking like glory to God. How you being able to stand to be not to be exempted from this and that and all of this is going, oh, but our Lord Jesus, oh, but Jesus this and Jesus that and all the words that such and such a, oh, it ought to be glory to God. Oh, something to tell us, glory to God, about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. And be able to have people coming in by the groves in the name of Jesus. God help us to know we got to plug in to you like never before in the name of Jesus. Oh, the power source is out there, just like it can be with Duke Power, glory to SCNG, or wherever you live at, that power source, glory to God, for all around that city, whatever, or that state, glory to God, and they'll plug in your plugs into the wall, glory to God, your outlet, and for to get lights on, and for to get this power working here. How much of that power, glory to God, we plug into Jesus, we plug into him, and we stay plugged in, hallelujah, and if there's a shortage, glory to God, of it flickering off and on, somewhere is a breakdown in us, not in him. Help us like never before. Hallelujah, stay plugged in. And when the attacks do come, you say when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. You said, go out there, many of the afflictions. There will be afflictions. The just shall live by faith. But nevertheless, you said you'll deliver us out of them all. Trials and tribulations will come, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So God, help us to know who we are so we can stand and we can pray one for another, that we can walk in the forgiveness and love, and we won't be showing partiality to people because God don't do that. And we won't try to manipulate and change the word to fit us, glory to God. You said it's for no private interpretation, and you are not, glory to God, partial. Glory to God, you just stand, hallelujah, on what your word says. Be ye holy, for I am holy. I only the pure in heart can see God. And when change comes, glory to God, hallelujah, to try to take us off track, help us to make sure that we know what the word is saying. Stand in a place, glory to God, that we'll humble ourselves and say, flesh, you got to come under subjection. You got to be crucified. I will not be tempted to yield over here and there, no matter who or what is tempting me, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for your mercy and your grace every day. And even for the arrows, glory to God, that take place. Thank you for, glory to God, the forgiving power, in the name of Jesus. Help us to forgive one another, forgive ourselves, and to trust you and keep speaking what your word says. Speak those things that are not as though they were. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to make one additional change. We're going to have to turn back around and allow our brother Black to pray from my phone because he's having a little problem with his phone right now. Then we have Mother Alexander, then Pastor Bird, and then we'll have the following right there. After that, Pastor Sims and Pastor Mother McCormick and Mother, I think that's what I said, and Mother Willett, praise the Lord. In the meantime, Brother Black, I'm going to put the phone near the other phone. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, God, we just thank you. We bless you, God. We magnify your name. We lift you up. We exalt you. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the King of Kings. You're the Rose of Sharon. You're the Lily of the Valleys, God. You're the bright and morning star. You're the beginning and the end. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You're our good shepherd. Hallelujah. You are the great I Am. You are Elohim and Tisitkenu, Jehovah Tisitkenu. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Imkadesh. You are Jehovah Shammah, God. You are Jehovah Rapha, God. You are everything, Lord. Everything we need you to be, and you are the great I am. Hallelujah, that I am. God, hallelujah, we just worship you for who you are, God. You're so awesome. You're so big we can't get around you. You're so low we can't get under you, God. And you're so high we can't get over you. We bless your name tonight, God. Lord, thank you for another opportunity, even just to come together in the spirit of unity, just to lift your name up, just to enter into your presence one more time, God. Lord, what an honor and a privilege, God. We don't take these things for granted, God, because you are our source, God. You are our refuge, God. You are our salvation, God. Hallelujah. You are the way of life, God. And outside of you, there is no other way. Hallelujah. You are life eternal. Hallelujah, God. We bless you. We lift up the nations, God. Lord, whatever they may be going through, Lord. Hallelujah. The Palestinians, Jerusalems, Lord, airstrikes and bombs, Lord. God, we just thank you for Jerusalem. Lord, whatever the enemy meant for bad, God, we know you have already advanced, turned it around for your glory and their good. God, we thank you, Lord, for keeping Israel. We thank you for the defense mechanism, God. And Lord, even the things that Russia is doing to the U.S. about the pipeline, God. Lord, we ask you to turn it around, God. Lord, the devil is already defeated, and we just speak it and we decree it over the atmosphere, God, over all his works, God. We count it destroyed now. This is the reason why the Son of Man of God was manifested, to destroy all the works, all the powers of the enemy, God. We just bless your name for that, and how you keep Jerusalem, and how you keep U.S., God, and all of the body all over the face of the earth, God. Lord, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. But when you say it, it's already done. And you're a man of your word, a God of your word. I'm sorry. Lord, we just bless you, God. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. You are worthy of all praise, God. And we honor you and lift you up tonight, God. Lord, I just pray, Lord, yes, the murders and the shooting, God, even the youth, Lord, our babies, God. Lord, we just place a shield of protection right now. Ask you to cover them right now, God. Angels, stand in the way and reverse those bullets in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Send them back to the pits of hell and all his imps, God, that sent it, God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that whatever weapon that's formed against us shall not prosper. And, God, we thank you. We can decree and declare and call those things which be not as though they were. You are our place of refuge. We are dwelling in your secret place, God. We're lifting up the bloodstained banner, God. Hallelujah, God. There is no other way, God. Hallelujah. Enter into the straight gate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Straight is the way. Narrow is the entrance, God. Hallelujah, God. And few people in there that we find, God. Hallelujah. That's the way of life, God. And we'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked for a season, God. We bless your name no matter what come, God. We're going to stand and proclaim your name, God. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, Lord. We honor you, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. We just Lift up our babies, God, our youth, Lord, all over the face of the earth, God, our matriarchs, arts, and patriarchs in the convalescent homes, in the rehabilitation homes, in the hospitals, God, in the nursing facilities, God. Touch them, God. Hallelujah. Give them a fresh anointing with your touch, God. Illuminate, Lord, the understanding, Lord, of their hearts, Lord, spiritual hearts, and their minds, Lord. Let them feast off of your word, which is their daily bread, all of our daily bread, God. Hallelujah, God, that when the enemy comes with worry and sorrow and grief and pain and things, God, we can just meditate on your word. We can speak your word. Nevertheless, this too shall pass. Father God, hallelujah, that we are not a defeated foe, but we're victorious. As long as we walk in our victory, keeping the faith, God, proclaiming your name, God, lifting up your bloodstained banner, speaking your word, God, decreeing it and declaring it over our loved ones' life, our family's lives, prayer warriors' lives, the body of Christ's lives, our lives, God. We can continue. We can continue as your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us into all truth, Lord, out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. Hallelujah. You do have a plan for us, and that plan is coming to fruition because you said in Hebrews 13 and 8, the work that you begun in us, you will finish it until the day of your return. No, I'm sorry, Hebrews 13 and 8, it says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, and we just thank you, God, that we can stir up the gifts, Lord, of God that is in the inside of us when we lay hands on our own self, when we lay hands on others, God, in the name of Jesus, being led by your spirit, God. Hallelujah, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, that we can rest in you, that we can rest assured in you, that we can trust in your word when we're going through, God. Faith will get us there, but trusting will bring us through. Hallelujah. Just a relationship with you, God. We just thank you for it, God. Bless all the prayer warriors, God. The military and the armed forces, God. The essential workers, God. From the scientists to the volunteers. Hallelujah. Fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, every worship center above ground and below ground, all over the face of this earth, God. Lord, we're all of one body, God. Different sheepfolds, different vineyards, but we're all of your body, God. We're all one in you, Father God, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And every prayer line, God, above ground and below ground. Bless God. Oh, God, Lord, as we continue to lift you up and humble ourselves, you said you will exalt these prayer lines and the worship centers in our lives in due season. And God, we wait patiently. Lord, just worshiping you, God, because you've been so good to us, our loved ones, past, present, and the things you're about to do in the future. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Bless every essential worker, God, the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, Lord, and the cabinets and the lawyers' offices, the president, vice president, God, the judges, God, that's higher up, God. Bless them, Lord. Give them a mind to want to do right, want to serve you, God. Just to humble themselves and begin to believe and trust in your word. Holy Ghost, I pray, Lord, that you draw them to you. No man can come to the Father except you draw them, Father. No man can come to the Father in Jesus' name except the Holy Spirit draw them. I pray a drawing all over the face of this earth, God. Preparation for revival. And we thank you, give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, that you brought us to a brand new day. Wake us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for grace and mercy, Lord God. Thank you because you are the God that heal, Lord God. And you are the God that deliver, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for healing the lands, Lord God. Because, Lord, we know that your word said, if we pray. If we pray. That's the key you gave us, Lord. You said, if we pray. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God. Calling on the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know you are the healer, Heavenly Father. You are the deliverer, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for being the Lord of our life, Heavenly Father, because nothing is impossible for you to do. You said in your word, Lord, is anything too hard for God to do? Nothing is too hard for the Lord to do. So, Lord, we just want to thank you today. We want to praise your holy name, Father God, and give you and you alone the glory and the praise, Lord, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. We bring our sons and daughters before you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for strengthening them, Lord God. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for keeping a hedge around them, Lord God. Lord, we bind the works of the enemy that try to come against them. We bind it. In the mighty name of Jesus, that it has no authority over our sons and daughters. Binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. The works of the evil one, we bind it in the name of Jesus, that it shall not have authority over our sons and daughters, Lord. Help them to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus to cover them, Lord God. Because, Lord, your word said, if we pray, and prayers don't have barriers. It reaches anywhere. And Lord, we thank you for giving us that authority and that dominion, Lord God. The power in prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for our grands and our great grands, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to keep a hedge around these grand and great grands, Lord. Father God, strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they know, Lord God, that they can stand. That you are the deliverer and there is no other way, Lord God. Help them to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. And we come against that false spirit of deceiver, Lord God. That false spirit of hatred, Lord God. And we binding him up in the name of Jesus. And he shall not have authority over our grands and great-grands in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. And we ask your Heavenly Father to show over, cover them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That no weapon. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, those that know, those that don't know. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us authority to pray for one another, Lord God, because regardless what goes on, we know, Lord God, that prayer is the key. And so we pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord, whether we know them and those that we don't know. We pray, Lord God, that, Lord, you touch them, Lord God. Renew minds, Father God. Help them to stand strong, Lord God. Help them to know that you are the God that heal and deliver, Lord God, and that there is none too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for taking care of us all, because we know if it's not been for you, Lord, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord of our life, the Lord that deliver, the Lord that provide. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, we come against this false spirit of disease and sickness that come against the body, Lord God. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus that come against the body of Christ, sickness and disease. And Lord, we know that your word said above all, you want us to be in good health. We know that your word don't want us to be sick all the time, Lord God, sick here and sick there. We know that this is a work of the enemy that come against the body. So, Lord, we come against him in the name of Jesus, and we binding up these aches and pain, sickness and disease. We binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, your promise is said, you take away all sickness from the midst of us, Lord. And we know your word cannot be void, because if you said it, Lord, we believe. And we stand in boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God, that the deliverance had already been done, because your word said by your stripe we are healed in the name of Jesus. So we binding up these false spirits that come against the body of Christ, binding it in the name of Jesus and casting it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father God, we thank you for blessing us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for sending down a finance blessing over your people, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, because we know that with you all things is possible, Lord God. Because nothing is impossible for you. Lord, you said in your word, ask. And believe when we ask, you receive. Lord, we believe in, Lord God, that you hear us when we cry out to you. And you know in your word said, Lord God, because your word tell us that every need's already been met. So, Lord, help us to stand boldly and proclaim, Lord God, that every needs have been met. Don't go by what we see, but what we claim that we want and what we know that your word said, that if we ask, believe, we shall receive it. Help us to be strong, Lord God, and to know that your word is done. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. We pray for our pastors, Lord God. Those that standing strong, Lord God, that they are immovable, Heavenly Father. We pray that they continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing them going out and coming in, Lord God. Thank you for taking away disease and sickness that try to come to halt them works, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, Lord, because only you do it, Heavenly Father. Nobody else can heal like you do, Heavenly Father. There is no healer like you. So, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping our pastors all over the world, pastors that stand boldly and proclaim the victories already won. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in their life, Lord. Thank you for strength in every area of their body, Lord God. For your promises is what we're standing on, Lord. And Lord, we pray for widows and fatherless sons and daughters, Lord. Lord, we know that your word said that you take care of your widows, Lord God. You take care of the fatherless, Lord God. And Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus that if you said it, Lord, that's what's going to come. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us all, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us going out and coming in, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for there is no lack, Father God, because your word tells us already, Lord, that every need's already been met. So, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Help us to know who we are in Christ, that when we stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours, we mean the victory is ours. For your word never void, Father God. You said ask and believe when we ask, you receive. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life, Lord. Thank you for touching each and every one of the prayer line partners that they stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord. The enemy shall not have dominion in their life. And Lord, we bind that foul spirit that come to attack the bodies, Lord God. Aches and pain. This foul spirit that come around attacking people, kidneys, liver. Binding that foul spirit up and command it to loose. Loose in the name of Jesus, because it shall not have authority. No way, in the name of Jesus, because Lord, you gave us the authority. You said, by your stripe we are healed. So whatever come against the body of Christ, we have the authority to bind and loose in the name of Jesus and cast it out of the body. Lord, we pray against this fat that comes easily beset our bodies, Lord God. We command it to loose the body right now in the name of Jesus. Loose the body. Because, Father, your word said, ask. You didn't tell us that we just ask for a certain thing. You said, whatever. We ask. And, Lord, I believe, Heavenly Father. I believe. Because you said it, I believe it. And I thank you, Lord, for being so merciful. I thank you, Lord, for answering every one of our prayers when we call out to you. None of your child, our daughters, our son have failed, Lord God, because you hear us when we cry. Help us to be consistency, Lord, and to be real bold in the word of God, that we be stronger in your promises, stronger when we stand, stronger when we hope in our mouth, because your word tells us, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors. I mean, the enemy should not be able to conquer us. because if we stand boldly and proclaim the victory of Christ, there is no other way. Make up our mind to serve one God, and that's the living God. And the promises of God said, ask, and the promises of God said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Last night, the pastor talked about the hammer. If we completely keep that hammer on, we don't have no problem. Keep it on, regardless what the enemy cannot penetrate the hammer when we have it on, if we know what we are doing. Help us, Lord God, to stand boldly and proclaim what you gave us is ours. Because the hammer is supposed to protect us if we know what we're doing. Stand boldly on the promises of God, knowing that God's word tells us, ask, believe, you receive when you ask. Stand faithful on his word, because there is no other way, not for a believer. The way is to look straight to the Heavenly Father. He is the provider. He is the deliverer. He is the one that keeps us. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless them, Lord, that they continue to stand and keep their eyes on you, Lord God. Help them to make right choices, Lord God. We ask this of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know you is a God that hear cry. None of them that call on you, none of our forefathers that calling on you, Lord God, and you never answer, Lord. Because your word said, if we pray, when our forefather cry out to you, Lord, you is there. And you're the same God that hear their cry, the same God hear our cry. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We love you and we praise your holy name. There is no other God but you, Jehovah, the great God of mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for being merciful, Lord, for opening doors, Lord, for making a way, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, because your promises said it in your word, Lord. By your stripes, we are healed. Help us to know that we need to stand boldly and proclaim it, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask this, Heavenly Father, because you are the only deliverer, Father God. You are the only provider, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Continue to bless the end of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep our standing strong, Lord God. And each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord God, you know us by name. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for giving us the strength. Thank you for keeping us going day by day, Lord, because only you keep us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Shada, Oli ando rabasiki imande dididi oshando horo hosata. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Shoromo hosata. Ikora masiki miande dididi bosanda. Praises be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha-ra-ra-da. Today, as I was praying, I had this clear picture of a male peacock, and he was magnificent. He was standing with his feathers open, and he was trying to seduce the peacock hen, and he was strutting his stuff, and he was really looking good, and he was just going back and forth in her face. And this was this peacock, and, you know, sometimes they have those markings on them, and they look like eyes. And God said to me, he says, I'm greater than that. I am more magnificent than that. He said, but my people have become hypnotized. Because their eyes is just like people looking at that peacock. If you look at him too long, you get caught up on them eyes that look like eyes on him. And he said, the world have got caught up in the things of Satan because they appear to be enticing. They appear to be good. They appear to bring pleasure. And he said, and they will for a season. But he says, I am God, and I will never leave nor forsake you. I have created you and in my likeness and in my image so that you can be with me forever and ever. God said, don't be enticed by the things of the world. God said, don't look at something so long till you get pulled in and it becomes trickery, because that is the assignment of Satan, and that is what Satan is doing in these last days. And if we are not careful, he says, that even the elect of God will get caught up in the schemes and schisms of Satan. Praise God. Heavenly Father, this is my prayer, that our love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth and in insight, so that we may be able to discern what is the best and may be pure and blameless unto the day of Christ. Fill us with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise forever and ever. Father, I trust in you with all my heart and lean not unto my own understanding. And in all ways, I acknowledge you, and you will make my path straight. Through your precepts, I get understanding, and therefore I have every false way your word say, God, that I can discern and see what Satan is doing. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So, Father, we praise you, and we make our requests made known to you this day, that we may be filled with the full and clear knowledge of you and your will in all spiritual wisdom and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come boldly now to your throne of grace, God. I pray that you grant to me that with all boldness I speak forth your word. I pray that freedom of utterance be given to me, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mysteries of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to. Father, I believe I receive this boldness now in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I have boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. Because of our faith in him, we dare to have that boldness now, God, and that courage in the name of Jesus. God, we will look to the hill from which cometh our help, God, and we know that our help cometh from you. God, my prayer for the body of Christ, and it's for all the people, God, but especially the body of Christ, that we not fall into the traps that Satan has set for us, dear God, that we be able to discern what is right and what is good in these last days like never before, so that we can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified boldly, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. For you are our helper, Father God, and you will help us through these bad and bad times now, God. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's doing it every day. So, Father, we pray your covering right now over our families, God, over our homes, over the children, our sisters and brothers, Father God, husband and wives. We ask in the name of Jesus that you keep them protected. We're praying, God, for the schools, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus will cover, God, and that they will be safe in the school system. We pray for our government, God, that they will turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus that they not be deceived, God, by that false gold that they are looking at. It will shine for a season. But, God, we know that the only season that lasts is that season in Jesus Christ. So we're praying for the government, Father God. We're praying for those people that you put in charge of us because you told us to do so, dear God, so that we would have peaceful lives. So I lift up the president, the vice president, the Senate, the House. I lift them up to you, Father God. Help them to get on one accord, and that one accord be for the benefit of the people. That's the reason they're put in office. I come against those, Father God, that will seek out that, God, is just for them, to make them rich, to build them up, to set them apart. God, I pray for those that would do such thing that they would be uncovered and you will remove them and place in godly men and women. Father, we are thanking you now for what you are doing in these last days like never before. God, we're praying that this gospel will go forth with power and the anointing. We're praying that the lost, God, will be saved. We're praying that the sick will recover in the name of Jesus. Because there is a name that is above every name that's named, and that name is Jesus. Your name is above cancer. Your name is above heart disease, kidney disease, liver, lung disease, diabetes. Your name is above every sickness and disease. And we come against it in the name of Jesus. We bind it up in Jesus' name. Because you said whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose is loosed. So we bind up sickness and disease. We loosen up healing, restoration, renewed minds, and the power of God, the authority of God. We release it in this earth realm in the name of Jesus so that your people will be free. Because, God, they're walking around thinking they're in freedom, but without you, they're bound up. And we are praying, God, that the word of God will go forth. And it will open blind eyes. And I'm not talking about just for mental or physical, but also spiritual, God, so that they can be saved and be renewed. I thank you now, Father God, for every household on this line tonight. God, I pray that they know who they are in you. I come in agreement, God, with all of the prayers that have already gone forth in the name of Jesus. And I say that they shall come to pass. Not one word, not nothing that was said, Father God, will fall to the ground without producing a harvest. So God, we just thank you today. We thank you for who you are. And we thank you, Father God, that we not be deceived by that peacock, Father God, that's going about destroying the people. In the name of Jesus, help us to be discerners of truth, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So now do, again, bless everyone on this line. I pray that they have everything they need, God, nothing missing and nothing broken. I pray that every need is met. I pray that they be healed in their bodies and their minds, Father God. I pray, God, that they come subjected to you and your will. And God, we are praying for the peace of God all over this world. We are praying for peace in Jerusalem now, in Jesus' name, that those people would know who they are and come back to you. And we are praying that the good news of the gospel will go throughout the land, God, so that people can be changed and saved. Only when we are changed and saved, God, individually and in our hearts, will we see a change for all men and women. So, Father, we thank you for listening. We thank you for hearing us tonight. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Father God, in the precious, strong, holy, and mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Father, because we want to lift you up, Father. We want to lift you up, Father, that all mankind everywhere, as far as humanity tread the soil, will be able to see and to hear your voice, Lord, that you're so holy and you're so righteous and you're so magnificent. And, Father, we adore you today, Lord. You our hope in these trying times, Lord. You're the only hope. You threw out the lifeline, Father God, and men and women, boys and girls may be able to grasp hold to your word, Father, and cry out, I yield, I yield, I can't hold out anymore. This is the way. You're the holy and righteous God. You're the great God. You're mighty in all your ways, and your word says it's nothing too hard for you, Lord. If you just look back through the Bible days and the annals of the biblical history, you'll see how great and how mighty. And sometimes we don't have to look that far. We can just look at our lives, and we can be a Holy Ghost-filled witness of your great mercy. Father, thank you. We love you. We honor you, Lord, and we do humbly praise you, Lord. Come before you, Lord, asking forgiveness for all of my sins. Anything that I've done since the last time I came to you and asked forgiveness, Lord, I ask you to forgive me right now, Father, and help me, Lord, to lift you up wherever I go and whomever I'm with, Lord, that we lift your name on high, that men and women will be saved. And, Father, I heard someone say in their prayers, I think it was Pastor BJ, that we stand together, and that unity is something else. The Bible tells us about unity. Unity as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And, Father, we come together and we proclaim the story all over the world, wherever we go, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's mighty to save. It's nothing too hard for him. Nobody is too lost that he saved. Father, we thank you and we honor you. We do give you glory, Lord. And we come in your mighty and strong name, Lord. We're asking you, please, Father, to heal our land, Father, to help us, Lord God. I don't know whether you intend for us to ever get back to the normal way that we were, Father, but we thank you for however it is that we're still alive and we're able to cry out to your name, Father, because we know you are holy and you're righteous. And, Father, for all of those that have corrosion on their battery cables, they're connected, but they got corrosion and the power of the Holy Ghost can't get through like it should because of something they're doing, something they're saying that is not like you, Lord. Let Christians and believers everywhere be strengthened in their walk with you, Father, that they'll be able to help other people, Lord God. We pray for the young people, the little kids and the middle-aged people and the old people all over the land and country that's being abused in some kind of way, Father. Some people are being manipulated during this time because of certain situations and circumstances, Father. But the Bible tells us that manipulation is the same as witchcraft. And, Father, we ask that we be not guilty of any of these things, Father, that we hold on to your word and we do what your word tells us to do. We do your word your way, that we don't try to change situation and circumstances to suit ourselves, but we do your word the way that you would have us to do. And, Father, you said, come unto me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden,
and I will give you rest, Lord. We're asking for that peace and rest to fall on this prayer line and men and women, boys and girls everywhere, Father God, that they will come to know you and to lift you up. Father, we need you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you have done and all that you will do, Father, that we'll be able to hold on until you get here, because you're coming one day. Whew, hallelujah. We're going to look up and see the sky cracked, and you'll be standing there, Lord God. We know that that's true. And, Father, you're coming to take us home. But, Father, until then, help us, Lord, that we'll be in the right frame of mind, the right posture, Lord God, that we can be so into you, Lord, so intimately connected to you, Lord, that we won't just go by ourselves. We'll be able to bring other people with us, Lord. And we in that day, Lord, you said we're going to wear a crown. Some of us will have a crown, Lord. All of us will have some kind of crown, I do believe, if you make it into heaven. And, Father, we thank you for your matchless grace. We thank you for your healing virtue. I know that you're a healer. I know that you're a mind regulator, Lord God. And I know that you can lift us up out of anything. I don't care how hard you think it is and how you think it's no hope, but it is. It is. Your hope is in Jesus, and he will supply and provide all that you need. Or you say, well, I've been sick so long. God doesn't measure time like we do. So if you keep holding on to his word, keep believing what his word says, and he says he sent his word and healed you, past tense, all over the Bible. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If you just believe in that word, and we look to you, Lord God, strengthen us wherever we're weak, Father, and build us up where we are torn down, Lord. Help us, Father. We sing about it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, hallelujah, but now I see. Father, help us to see clearly the things that you want us to see. Walk with us, Lord God. Talk with us, Father. All kinds of spirits are being released in the world, Lord. Make us mindful of them, that we resist in the name of Jesus, that they have no right to our body. This is the temple that you have given us, Father. Help us, Lord, to walk steadily in your way, Father, looking to thee, because you are our hope. You are the only hope that we have. Father, help us to hold on with that bulldog tenacity, no matter what happens, that we hold on to your word, because we know your word is true and you are coming. If we just hold on, faith, you said, you told us to have faith in God. People have faith in so many other things, Lord, but we're asking you all to help us to have faith in you, Lord God, because you are the way, you're the only way, you're the right way, you're the righteous way. And, Father, you're so gracious unto us. You're so kind unto us that you give us new mercies than Lamentations every morning. You say, those old mercies won't do, but every morning they're new and fresh for you. And if we just could just hold on to your word, Lord, and cause others to be saved because they see your walk. They see, they hear you talking, but it's got to be, you just can't do one or the other. You got to do them both. You got to talk the talk and walk the walk. Otherwise, it doesn't work for you. Give God glory for this prayer line and Pastor BJ and everybody that's on it, everybody that desired to be on it and couldn't be on it tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Father, and we praise your name. We do bless you. We honor you, Lord. And we ask, Father God, that you just shine the light of your love all over this dark world, Father, that when we come out from under this pandemic and everything, Father, that more and more people will have been saved, Father. More and more people will walk and live in a godly manner, Father, that we'll have that same love that we have, that you have, Lord. And, Father, please teach us to love you more with our whole heart, not the half-hearted heart, but our whole hearts, Father. that you could just strengthen us everywhere that we can build us up everywhere that we are torn down, Lord, that we will lift you up. Father, we praise you and we thank you. We pray for the president of these United States, and we pray for the presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens of all the world, Lord, that they will see you, Father, and yield to you and be led by your spirit, Lord. You said the king's heart is in the Lord's hand. Father, we give you honor, we give you praise, we give you glory right now, Father, in the matchless and mighty and holy name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity to come tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, we honor you, we give you glory. And we ask all of these blessings, Father, in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord. Praise him. I didn't mean to interrupt. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. I thank God for down from the brother to us, all our sisters. I just thank God for who he is and these and all that he's doing in the midst of all our life that we are going through in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this afternoon. I just come asking you, Lord God, to forgive me for all things, for anything that I've done or said or any attitude, whatever it may be, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will look down on and wash me whiter than snow in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you will look on mankind everywhere, God. There's so much is happening, but, Lord, I know that you is a healer and a deliverer, God. And so I just want to thank you right now, Lord God, for all that you are and all that you're doing in all our life. I just want to thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for showing your love each and every morning. When I wake up in the morning, God, open up my eyes to see a brand new day that I never seen before, being able to walk around and be able, Lord God, to get in that shower and that clean water, God, where so many, God, that don't have that clean water, where some people in other places, Lord, have water and there's all kind of stuff all in it and bugs and stuff. But God, you are so merciful, God, and you are yet, Lord, letting us know, God, that you are able, Lord God. And I pray that these people that have that bad water, God, that somehow in some way, God, they can get some good clean water, that they won't have to be in that situation, Father God. I pray that you'll touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that they will get some clean water, that they'll have good water to wash in and be able to drink and be able, Lord God, to bathe, God. And God, I just ask you to my heart just go out to those kind of people that don't have that clean water, Father, because you keep blessing. You keep blessing each and every one of us, God, and things that we go through, God, and you is a healer, and you is a deliverer, God, and you are able, Lord God, to help us. And you also told us, God, you also told us in the word of God, you said that the righteous cry out, and the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their trouble. So there are trouble on every hand, but help us, Lord God, to just cast those cares on you, Lord God. Help us to give it to you, Lord God, and help us to just believe, God, that you are able, Lord God. And, Lord God, if they don't have the mind to think that way, God, Lord God, touch the minds of people, touch the hearts of them, God, and, Lord, let them know that you is a healer today, God. Let them know that you is a deliverer, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the
strength that you give me. I thank you for the gentleness that you show when I go out and when I'm out in different places, Lord God, that you give me the strength and the mind and to be able to be watchful when I'm around, when I'm out, and be able to look around and realize, God, that you are the one, that is nothing that I can do. I can't do nothing without you. You said in your word, you told us, God, that you said I can do all things with Christ that strengthened me. That's in Philippians 4:13, but without your strength, I can't do nothing. I cannot walk without you holding my hand. So I need you. I need you every minute, every hour. And I need you because I know that you are the one that breathed the breath of life in me in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. And I just pray. I just pray, Lord God, for total, complete deliver in all our life, in areas and things that we might be going through sometime when we don't even realize that there's something that we might be going through. God, I pray that you would just move all shackles off of us, all of us, and whatever it might be in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help me, Lord. Help me that I be able to be controller free at whatever, God, that's trying to, what the enemy is trying to bind me up. But I bind that devil. He's a liar. I have that power. I have that power because you have given me that authority in the name of Jesus. The Bible let me know when the Holy Ghost comes that I shall receive power. So I know that I have the power to bind and to loose in the name of Jesus by the word of God. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, because you sent your word. You sent your word to heal your people in the name of Jesus. You said that. You said that in Psalms 107:20. You say he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, I thank you for that word. And that word is what helped us to be able to grow and to be able to see things different, what we didn't used to see things, what we were blind and thought we were seeing and we won't see it. But now we have the word. We can pick up that word and not just pick it up, let that word abide in us, that we abide in the word. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father God. I just thank you for the things that I know in the name of Jesus, that I be able, Lord God, to just not walk around and hold it all in myself, but I can help somebody else, that I can let somebody know that God is able. God is able to see you through. You don't have to stay the same. You don't have to worry about this and that. God, he'll take you through. He'll work it out. Cast them on him because he cares for you in the name of Jesus. So I just thank the Lord tonight. I praise him. I lift him up in the name of Jesus because he is so worthy of the glory and the honor. He is a good God, and I just thank you. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your shed of your blood. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for knowledge and understanding and wisdom. I just ask you, Lord God, for more of your discerning, that I can discern things. And thank you, Lord God, for faith. Let me know, God, that the word of God said now faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so, God, I just thank you, Lord God, right now for faith, for the faith right now. And I thank you, Lord God, for having compassion. Oh, God, for just having compassion on your people, for your anointed power, for your anointed, for your protection. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our families. I pray for families everywhere. I pray for every family that represents on the line on tonight, God, that you see the hearts of mankind. You see the hearts of them all. You know what everybody is standing in the need of on tonight, God. I pray that you'll bless them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever situation that they might have before you, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will work that situation out in the name of Jesus, because I know, God, that you can. I know that you will. In your time, you will do it in the name of Jesus. You told us in Romans 8:31, said what? Shall we say to these things, if God is for us, who could be against us? So I say, God, I thank you, Lord God, because I know you for me. I know you for me. You brought me from a mighty long way. So I praise God on tonight. I thank you because he is so awesome. He is so good. I pray right now, God, that you will look down on these people that's out here shooting, just shooting people. Oh, God, I pray, Lord God, for their people that be sometimes sitting in a car
that can be sitting in a car, and somebody here back here this week or today, or I think it was last night, where someone had shot somebody just sitting in a car. And I said, God, just help us, Lord God. Touch these people's mind, Lord God, that's out here with these guns. And let them know, God, that they have guns, but let them use the gun in the right way. Don't just use the gun, just shoot people like they dogs. Use the gun in the right way if you're going to use a gun. And I hope that, pray that you won't have to use a gun. But if you do, use it in the way that you're supposed to use it, not just killing people for no reason whatsoever. In the name of Jesus. So I pray for them kind of situation, God, in the name of Jesus, because I know you is a, I know you able to protect us when we go out. You are able to protect us in the name of Jesus. I praise you right now, Father. I just thank you, Lord, because I know that the word of God said, Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If we just only just wait on the Lord, he will see us through. I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you right now. I pray, Lord God, for all children everywhere, those that's going back to school, those that's getting ready to take these tests. There's some tests that they're getting ready to take, God. I pray that you will shield the school. When they walk into school, that you will shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father God, that you will look down on those that's in the hospital, those that still are battling the COVID-19. I ask you, Lord God, to continue to breathe on them in the name of Jesus, because I know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to send forth total, complete healing on their body. You are able, Lord God. You already done it, and we thank you for it right now in advance. In the name of Jesus. And I pray, Heavenly Father, for those that's going through all other kind of sickness that all of my sisters there was talking about a while ago. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for people that's going through a sickness where blood circulating, where the blood not circulating right in their legs, where there's some that have diabetes, Lord God, and those that might have a dementia, Lord God. I pray for that situation in the mind, Lord God. I ask you to touch the mind right now of people, Lord God. And I pray for depression, Lord God, that some people may be depressed and some may be depressed. I ask you to look on them like my sister, she was saying a while ago, and I thought about that thing myself when you were saying that, sometimes you could just look at something a little too long. And you have to be careful about that situation. You can just begin to think about something, and you just think about it, and you think about it, and you have to be particular on situations like that. And so I just ask the Lord. I just thank God for Apostle Bird for saying that, because that is something serious that we really have to think about with our mind, where the enemy wants you to get on something and just stir at it. And stir it, and it's all of a sudden you stir it too much. It's like you're in a trance, and you can't get out of it. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will keep our mind. You will keep us. I pray for my sister Hubbard, God. I pray, Lord God, that you'll bless her and her family. I pray that you will look over her two daughters, Carmelina, Alicia, and their family. I pray that you'll bless them, God, and keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and the grandchildren. God, I ask you to look down on Pastor Bird, God. I ask you to touch her and bless her too, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Blight. You know his heart desire. You know what he needs. I ask you to bless him, God, and make ways for him. Look on Sister Willette, God. I pray for her and her family, Lord God. Open doors and make ways for her, God. Pastor Stem, I ask you to look down on her and continue to bless her, God. And you, Lord, you know all things, God, about her. In the name of Jesus, you know what she pray about and her heart desire to go out for her family so much and other ones. I pray for that situation. I ask you, Lord God, to look down on Sister Brenda, Lord God. I pray for her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for that situation that she had asked for on last week, that it's already been granted to her right now in the name of Jesus. So I just pray for her. And Mother Alexandra, oh God, I pray for her in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord God, to be with her, God. Continue, Lord, to give her her heart desire, what she desired to be able to go and to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you tonight. We just love you, God. We appreciate you, and we ask you to continue, Lord, to look on each and every one as we stand in the gap for other ones, God. Continue to give us the strength to be strong in you, Lord God, in the power of your might. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm here, praise the Lord. Lost the number really quick on Mother Willette. The thing keep going too fast and going past her name. Well, just one moment. I don't know why it's jumping like that. Praise God, Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise, and thank and praise God for all the prayers and Mother McCormick, we just love you and we lift up you two to the Lord and pray that all of your needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken in your life in the name of Jesus. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I appreciate you today. I thank you that you are the true and living God. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Waymaker, our Deliverer, hallelujah, the rescuer of our souls. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, your word teach, blessed is the man that walked not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that brings forth his fruit in his season. Father, I thank you. And you said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that you care so much about us that you would not allow us to stay in a lost state, Lord God. But you will deliver us. You will heal us. You will save us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, sometimes we feel like we've been hit with rocks all week long. And sometimes we feel like we've been hit with boulders. But I thank you that we're standing on your promises. We trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us, you shall condemn in Jesus' name. I praise you because you are worthy all by yourself. I thank you, Lord God, for eyes to see, ears to hear, and our heart to be open unto you in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, and I thank and praise God. I was listening to Minister BJ as she was praying about the influence of addictions and drugs, alcohol, or whatever it is that's trying to interfere against your divine purpose for people's lives. So we pray against, Lord God, the influence of darkness, the influence of the adversary and his cohorts on tonight. We pray, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that you fight this battle for us. Some things we don't see with our eyes, but we know that we're in a war because if we love you, the enemy despises everything that you made that is good. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, with your anointing, will go forth even now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we pray that that sword of the Spirit will fight and destroy the demons of addictions, the strongholds in people's lives, those, Lord God, that deals with alcohol, drugs, Lord God. Some of them may have addictions to pornography, or they may be pedophiles, or whatever it is, Lord God, that's just vile. God, we pray that the sword of the Spirit will go forth with your anointing and destroy that demon in Jesus' name. God, you said whatever we bind in Matthew 18 and 18 and 19, you said whatever we're buying here on earth, you are binding in heaven. So according to your word, I bind these spirits of addictions and strongholds or sex sins or identity issues, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, according to that word, I heard it already, Psalms 107, verse 20, that you send your word. I pray, God, that those that have been affected, Lord God, have been hurt by people who are under these addictions or strongholds, Lord God, under the influence of those spirits, I pray, God, that your word will go forth, Lord God, with your anointing and loose them that have been tampered with. I pray that you will bring about deliverance according to your word, Psalms 107 and verse 20, you sent your word and healed them, but not only healed them, but you also, Lord God, delivered them from their destruction. And the enemy wants to destroy people, whether, Lord God, he do it because of somebody else's foolish choice or whatever it is, but we pray for a strong deliverance on the night. We pray for healing. God, I pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us. God, open up our eyes as people of God. Let us see clearly. Let us hear, Lord God, from you, and help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to know how, hallelujah, Lord God, to combat these things. You told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, and you did give us authority over all the power of the enemy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give us authority to say something about this wickedness. And we plead the blood of Jesus. We realize, Lord God, if people are not going to surrender to you, then there's no telling what they'll be subject to. But we plead the blood of Jesus against every work of darkness, every work of wickedness, every work of evil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, if someone tonight has done something that they know, Lord God, that it was not right, we pray that people will realize that you've given, Lord God, them mercy and hope, because you said whosoever confess their sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive them. And you said in Romans 8:1, praise God, now there's now no condemnation to them, hallelujah, who are in Christ Jesus, praise God. I want to go to that because I want to read it, Father, in your hearing, praise God. You said there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. In other words, you're not practicing foolish choices. You're not practicing these addictions or strongholds or, Lord God, identity issues or sex sins in the name of Jesus, but you are in Christ, and you're not walking after the flesh, but you're walking after the Spirit. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. And I know, Father God, you're going to work this out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, oh God, that every door, Lord God, that someone may have unaware open to the enemy or to satanic forces, I pray that those doors that were open to this wickedness and this evil, I pray that you close them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, because whatever door you close, they will be closed. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that people who have been caught up into these wicked and evil things and making poor choices, I pray that they'll understand, Lord God. Let your Holy Ghost bring it to their minds. It's time to repent now. And if you're not, Lord God, have enough sense to repent and turn away from the wickedness that you may have been a participant of, you better prepare for punishment or judgment in the name of Jesus. God, have mercy. Have mercy. And we pray for deliverance, Lord God, of anyone who has participated with the demon of darkness in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up distractions this evening. We know the enemy is trying to distract people, hinder people, deceive people. God, he's trying to bring thoughts to their minds, so we cast down every imagination, every evil thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Heavenly Father, for help this evening because we realize that people all over the world need your help. God, you said, hallelujah, that we can cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. And we're coming to you for help, Lord God, because someone, Lord God, is burdened down. Even me, Lord God, I have, Lord God, something seems it's just too difficult to bear. So I cast these burdens upon you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Lord God, because you can handle some things. Oh, you can handle all things much better than any of us can. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I also pray for our babies, our children. Lord God, the innocent ones, I pray for their protection in the name of Jesus from all of this wickedness in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that those that made bad choices in the past, They'll make a decision. God, I repent. I'm coming to you, and I'm asking you to forgive me for my sins and help me to live for you and make the best choice I can make in the name of Jesus for the rest of my life. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for each person that's on this prayer line. Somebody may not say anything, but I pray, God, that you heal. Heal the wounds, Lord God. Someone may not be in a situation like this that we're praying about right now, but something may have happened in their past that they're still wounded from. I pray, God, that you reach down in their soul spiritually and uproot that thing, Lord God, that's keeping them from being all that they can be in Christ, for trying to keep them. I pray that you grab it out, Lord God, with your holy spiritual hand in the name of Jesus and cast it away from them, never to enter their life ever again. Because some things try to keep us in prison, and we plead the blood of Jesus against it. Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters on this line tonight. I pray favor in their life. I pray grace in their life. I pray mercy. I pray that their needs be met according to your good riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you that Jesus sit at the right hand of you, making intercession for us. I pray, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you will continue to intercede for us. Let your Holy Spirit continue to meditate and teach us. Hallelujah, what we need to say, what we need to do in this hour in the name of Jesus, for we desire, Lord God, that we may bring glory to your name in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We bless you. We praise you now. We honor you in the name of Jesus. We pray the prayer of faith. And I pray, dear God in heaven, that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with people's lives, that's trying to stop your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we pray that it is nullified and stopped at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord God. And we love you, Lord God. Thank you so much that you love us and you're working these situations out. They will be worked out. And, God, for those who don't want to turn from wickedness, God, you deal with them as you see fit, for your judgment is right. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I appreciate you, Lord. Thank you that we can cast our burdens, those things that hurt us, in your arms, Lord, and you'll handle those according to your divine will. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
To God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Some powerful prayers prayed tonight. Anyone heartfelt, one glory to God that we believe is going to be manifest in such a powerful way. Only God can get the glory. Thank God for his vessel. Praise the Lord. We are at this time. We're going to take any prayer requests that anyone have on their heart, even real Brother Black, if anything is on our hearts that we desire to pray on, and then we'll take any prayer requests. Thank the Lord again for you all and your faithfulness. I do have a prayer request. I do want us just to continue to keep this in prayer, that we pray about it all the time, but I saw something and it was written in this way. Pray for those feeling distracted, depressed, and burnt out. Praise God. And we also want to pray and continue to bind up these diseases that's in the body of Christ, and this kidneys and the heart disease and sugar, diabetes, arthritis, and some various others. But those are the ones that's really attacking and cancer that's rising up. Glory to God, more and more in the body that ought not to be so. We'll pray for anyone, saved or unsaved, but there's some doors need to be closed in the body. Praise God. Those are the prayer requests I have right now. I know it's a couple of people on the line that have some requests too that's pertinent right now that need to be prayed for. I have a request for somebody that I'll probably be calling some of your prayer warriors on, just to touch and agree to cancel that assignment. I already talked to two people today, but that's one that is just going to be, just have to just continue to pray for families and finances and you know, people in their homes and families, various things of attacks that we've been praying about. But At this time, we want to take whatever request is out there that you have now.
Praise the Lord. I want to give first thanks and glory to God for what he's already done. I want to sort of give a praise report for my sister Mary. She is doing better. I thank all of you for your prayer. She's went to the doctor, and there she's in stage 4 disease. So all of these things, the confusion and everything, has to be with the toxins in her body. And they were able to get her on a new medication, and she got rid of a lot of fluid. So on Sunday, she was doing much better. She got gout in her feet, and that was basically her concern on Sunday. But I want to tell you that God brought her from a long way, and I want to thank everybody for your prayers. I want you to continue to pray, because we are being steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the things of God, and we're believing for a complete turnaround. So
yes,
continue just to keep her lifted in prayer. We're standing on his word. You just, hello?
Yeah, you still here? I don't know what that excess noise is, but
okay, that was another call coming in. So I want to thank each and every one of you for standing in the gap. We're not out of the woods yet, so continue to pray. Thank you.
Praise God. Well, Brother Black, can you take that prayer request real quick? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I turned it up. Can you go ahead?
Okay. Father God, we just thank you, God, for the great report, God. We thank you, Lord, that she's doing so much better, God. We just, Lord, believe the report of the Lord, God, because your word has been revealed to us. Your arm has been revealed to us. We just give you glory right now. God, we're so excited, God, because we know we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, God. Lord, we call those things which be not as though they were, God, and we stand on them, God. We touch and agree corporately right now, God. We know that the enemy has already fallen and already doomed, has no power. We're not ignorant of his devices, his activities and assignments. So we bind those activities and assignments up, the distraction, deception, and the lies, and we cast it back to the pits of hell. All your weapons and your demon spirits and satanic spirits, you go back to the pits of hell from whence you belong. Now we loose the word. We loose praise in this place. We loose worship deep down in the soul, God. Lord, as we speak the word over her life, as we speak life over her life, God, we thank you for the healing virtue. By your wounds we were healed, God. By your stripes on your back, the thorns on your head, the spear on your side, the holes in your feet and your hands, God, we know we're healed, God. Your word says so. We believe it, God. It's our heart's desire, God, that she be every whit made whole. Every area of her life, even unto her third and fourth generations, God, we speak shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, God. And everything that the enemy meant for bad, God, turn it around for her good and your glory. God, we just thank you, God, for the great things you have already done, the things you're doing, and for the great things you're about to do. Let it be a manifestation, a testimony. testimony, a praise report unto all the world. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Any more prayer requests?
I got one, Minister BJ. I think, first of all, thank and praise God for going to the podiatrist today and getting, I was supposed to be getting a new soft cast, but the doctor saw fit to take me out of that and put me in a prosthetic boot. So I'm grateful to God for that because I can move better with that. But I thank and praise God because when this thing first happened, I knew I couldn't put any pressure on either one of my feet. But I thank and praise God with a cane, I can move around with this boot on much better. So I praise God for that. And I have an unspoken request regarding an accusation against a family member, praise God. And I want to pray that God is going to work that out according to his divine will. And I'm coming against the demon of division and deception within my family in the name of Jesus. So that's my prayer request for tonight. And I just thank and praise God for who he is. And I know he's working. It's already worked out. And I thank God for the manifestation of it in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Pastor Bird, are you still there? Maybe she left already. Well, Father, we do thank you already. Glory to God for Evangelist Mother Willette. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing that report, that God, that she was blessed, that she was able, glory to God, to go and be able to have that cast change. We praise you, glory to God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the anointing in our life, glory to God. And we thank you right now for that unspoken request concerning that family, that accusation that's been made. We know, glory to God, let every man be a liar and the truth, glory to God, come forth in the name of Jesus. Any plot, plan, or any situation that the enemy, glory to God, has set up to keep, glory to God, keep the word from being manifested in the name of Jesus. In the midst of this situation, we bind it up, take authority over. God, turn it around in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, any liars, glory to God, let it be like a Tyler Bell. They can't even come in agreement on whatever area or whatever lie, glory to God, that's been put out there. We pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. We come against fears and torment and agitation that will come from when you're falsely accused. And let them, that one, know, glory to God, that the wrath of man does not work that the righteousness of God. Turn it around, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, glory to God, for any confusion in our sister's family, God, or any of our families. But we bind that up and take authority, every setup, every trap, every snare to bring division or confusion, glory to God, and chaos. God is not the author of confusion, but we know how, glory to God, to eradicate it, dismantle it, uproot it in the name of Jesus. We're praying peace and harmony. We're praying, glory to God, the love of God be manifest like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for peace. We pray, glory to God, wisdom. We are praying, glory to God, for a meeting of the minds coming together with understanding and clarity of thought. In Jesus' name, we pray encouragement to Mother Willette. Praise God. Amen. As you stand on the word. Any more requests?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Anyone else? Well, Pastor Bird, I know she has to get off early. So sometimes while I switch things on the beginning of prayer because, she having to get her medicine and then also with the diabetes. While we believe in God for the great healing, she's doing very good to make sure she gets that food in her. But in the meantime, but thank God for her faithfulness. Any other prayer requests? Praise the Lord. Amen. Continue to keep our sister. I think she just dropped off that. Sister Noel, glory to God for that God continue to bless her heart and bless, glory to God, as she go through whatever may not, but we believe in God. They don't really have to go back into her heart again, but we just pray she continue to be strengthened and encouraged and that you touch that body too, praise God. So that's Minister Evangelist Noel. She ended up dropping off just now, so we just tell her we'll be praying for her. Anybody else? Oh, Brother Black might be able to come back in online. Praise the Lord.
I'm under. I did not get this thing. But, I just want to let you know that. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I saw your number popped up. Praise God. Well, anyway, I have someone to, my mother will let, we got a couple more minutes since nobody else has said they had a prayer request. I know Pastor Sims had a praise report. I think what she said, brother-in-law came back home, and he mentioned something else, but I can't remember what that was. But nevertheless, Brother Black, would you go ahead? Not Brother Black. Mother Willette, would you pray for the situation I was talking about with the kidneys and heart attacks and the arthritis and sugar diabetes and cancer and stuff like that? This is something that is getting to be ridiculous, coming up and rising up in the body of Christ. That we pray for those people, but pray for a direct prayer concerning doors being closed, that whatever this is, that's why it's rising up and filtrating in so heavily into the body of Christ. And we know really what's behind it, but we just want to cancel the assignment, that we come in alignment with God's word and that thing be eradicated.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just once again come before your presence with thanksgiving. And Lord God, we appreciate, Lord God, that you love us and you care about every circumstance, every situation, Lord God, that we face. We know you've already heard the request from Minister BJ, Heavenly Father. And we just, Lord God, cry out to you this evening in the name of Jesus. We pray to you with expectation regarding these distractions, Lord God. We come against those according to your divine will in the name of Jesus, against the distractions, depressions, those, Lord God, that may feel like they're absolutely stressed out. We rebuke this evening in the name of Jesus. We come against, Lord God, the diseases, Lord God, and those things dealing with cancer and maybe diabetes, or, Lord God, other situations, high blood pressures, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that are suffering with arthritis, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, Isaiah 53, verse 5, Psalms 107, and verse 20, and 1 Peter 2:24. We send forth your word with your anointing for complete deliverance against all of these things. We thank you, Lord God, that Jesus has already dealt with these diseases and, Lord God, these issues with depression, oppression, Lord God, and people are being stressed out because of what the darkness is trying to do. We cancel every assignment, everything that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge and power of God. We rebuke this evening by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I thank you that the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has already delivered us, Lord God, not just from these diseases and, Lord God, sicknesses, but also from sin. To as many as receive you, to them you gave a right to become the children of God. So we pray against, Lord God, and we cancel assignments, Lord God, of what the enemy may have had to try to throw at people with these distractions and, Lord God, all these diseases and sicknesses. We bind them up according to your word in Matthew 18 and verse 18 and 19, in the name of Jesus. You said whatever we bind here on earth, you are binding up in heaven. And we thank you for complete deliverance, Lord God. Healing and deliverance belong to the children of God. And we pray for this for our families. We lift up, Lord God, and we pray against assignments against our families. We pray against assignments against finances. We thank you, Lord God, that you make us to be prosperous, hallelujah, in the name of, and you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, so we thank you for the finances that families need in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, because you are on our side, you are for us, hallelujah, and you make a way out of no way. God, have mercy upon us this evening. Forgive us for any sins that we may have committed, Lord God. Forgive us for any unconfessed sin. You said, Lord God, he that come to you, Lord God, must believe that you are and that you're a rewarder. We know that you exist, and you will answer these prayers. And by faith, it's already done. I honor you. I bless you. I praise you. And I worship you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, let your Holy Spirit continue to intercede for us where we may have missed something in the name of Jesus. But we cancel these assignments of these sicknesses. We thank you for liberty and freedom from any sin, any sickness, any disease, the coronavirus, whatever it is that's trying to attack your people. We pray that this stuff, sickness and disease, are a thing of the past. in the name of the Lord Jesus. You said whatsoever we ask you, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, that you would give it to us, that our joy be full, John 16:23-24, in Jesus' name. God, I love you. I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. Every bit of this is under the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Wow. Praise God. We probably have about less than 4 minutes. Praise God. If that's all, praise the Lord. We are thanking the Lord for even at Mother Sims' family and whatever like this too, and that she's been standing in the gap for, that you bless and minister and move. And God, we thank you for divine intervention and touching and healing. Keep her continuously healed as you bless her in her endeavors and the things that she has before you in the name of Jesus. We thank God, as Mother Alexander already said, for Sister Brenda, glory, our request about her home. We believe in any distractions, anything that will try to hinder or come against that, that God is blessed for her to obtain, that it shall be eradicated and it come to pass. And we pray in all of our lives that we be strengthened and encouraged, standing fast, holding fast to God's word, not moving off our post, no matter what the enemy is saying or doing. Let us pray without ceasing, but pray with faith and pray with determination, and not to yield to any temptation of even coming down off the wall for whatever circumstance, even when it's disturbance or hurt or disappointed betrayal. Remember what Jesus went through on our behalf and the determination he had, and in giving us that through the power of the Holy Spirit and through his word, that we suit it up with the whole armor. Pray for Pastor Burton. We pray for that praise report. Oh, my God, of her husband going through that surgery with our iota. If anybody know anything about that, glory to God. That's pretty serious, and it's affected so many parts of the body, the heart, and so many other things. And God bless, had the surgery, a major surgery, and went in, and God bless, was back home in 2 days. And out going on, she said he's driving down to the dialysis and whatever. And that's only just been a week ago. So, God, we thank you for the power of prayer. Pray that he be stronger in the Lord. They feel the Spirit of the Lord, but give him the strength and determination to appreciate God and just really submit in every way, because God want to use him. And pray you continue to bless her and strengthen her too as well. So we ask you to pray for her and that ministry, and pray for all the ministries God have you all under. In the meantime, bless God for your leaders to stay focused and be obedient. And God, we pray for Mother McCormick, too, that you strengthen her body as she's standing in the gap. Pray all went well with her, seeing her family. Glory to God through that holiday, through the Mother's Day. And I do pray, God, we continue to stand on the gap for our families. Amen. And loved ones, and standing in glory to God on the promises of God, because there's many things the enemy is trying to manipulate us to get us off course. But like never before, it's a time we got to stand like never before. In the name of Jesus, keep trusting and resting in God.
Can I give a brief announcement, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
The last message I gave on the Sisters in Christ Ministries was, what is getting in your way of believing that God is? And I just wanted to give out that website, so that if somebody want to go back out there and listen to it, they can. It's www.blogtalkradio, and it's blogtalkradio.com/ Spirit-Filled Women of God Sisters in Christ Ministries. So that's the website, and I try to go out there sometimes and put a little information out on Facebook sometimes to let people know I'll be speaking at a certain time. But in any case, I'll try to do better at announcements. I'm not good at announcements. But that's the website they can go to and hear that message or any other messages that are out there. Okay, thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. Then we praise God as we continue to support one another. Amen. Bless the Lord. And, of course, praise the Lord. We will have service on 90 seconds. We have service on fourth Sunday. I was listening to something got dropped in my spirit. What are you under the influence of? And is the things of God, His word, or is this world? So I will be finding out whether we can have about several of us do maybe 20 minutes, even less than that if necessary, but the following Sunday. our breaking of bread, which will be the fourth Sunday for those that are available. I will be getting back with you as soon as this week. Praise the Lord. Amen. Continue to pray as the Lord bless and things unfold. And we believe in God for his healing. Angels be in camp. Be blessed of the Lord. Thank you again for the power of prayers. We walk in faith and love. And he pray glory to God that you will be blessed in all your endeavors. And he continue to cover you under the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We love you. Shalom. Shalom. Amen.
Shalom. Love you.
Restoration to those that need it. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Love you.
Praise God, too. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
All right. Shalom. Shalom. God bless.